Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you?
Hi, Sade. I didn't buy a Supreme top shirt, but I'm seeing that it's pending on my debit card. So I'm wondering if someone got a hold of my account.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code?
45050.
What's your name?
Mary Wolf.
Can you verify your address for me?
545 Woodsdale Drive.
Okay, my system is loading, just bear with me. So I do see where I do see where we sent out a free gift of a Ultra Bar for signing up with our Factory Direct Savings Store membership. And that membership
No,
fee.
I didn't do any of that. I didn't get anything like that.
Let me see what this Ultra Bar is.
I don't even know what that is, if you want to know the truth. I mean, I don't want to have to do a fraud thing on Huntington.
So, I'm just going to put you on a brief hold, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be rude, but this isn't me. I didn't do this.
So, the address that you did verify, we did ship that product to your address, ma'am, back in December.
Well, I didn't get it, ma'am. I don't even know. What is it called?
Ultra
What's the product
Bar,
you sent me?
Ultra Bar, B-A-R.
And what is it?
Give me 1 second, okay?
What is it, candy? What? Soap? This is ridiculous.
Okay, so is something that save energy in your house?
Oh, okay. So, I don't want this membership. I didn't sign up for this membership. I don't know. I don't know what that is. So, the only thing I can do is call Huntington and file a fraud charge.
Okay, so you don't remember ordering anything to save energy in your household. You plug it into the wall.
I don't know. I didn't get anything like that. No, I don't remember doing that. But if I did,
did you do a survey where you got to pick a prize?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is pertaining to that.
All right, well then I'm just going to file fraud at Huntington because I didn't agree to that.
Yes, but the information was provided in the terms and conditions that it was a membership.
No, ma'am. Not the thing I saw. This is a scam.
No, ma'am. It's not a scam. It is a legit offer, but the membership offers a $125 gift card each month. But I don't want that. I can go ahead and get the membership canceled for you so you will not receive any further charges.
No, ma'am. This is a scam. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't. There was nothing like that. Do you remember doing
a survey and you picked a prize and you said
I did do that, yes. But I didn't sign
this
up.
This is pertaining
anything.
To
so
that.
So if I did sign up for something, then unsign me up.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second to get it canceled out for you.
So really, I'm paying something for some little thing that I don't even know what it is.
No, you're not paying. That was a free gift for signing up. You're paying
no
for the actual membership.
There's no such thing as a free gift if I'm paying for it.
No, you're paying
if
for
you're
the membership.
You're charging $40.
Yes, ma'am. That's for the membership. That's a membership fee without Factory Direct. savings for it, and I can provide you with that cancellation number now.
So is this going to come off my card or not?
We can issue a 35% refund.
Ma'am, I didn't order this. This is unfair. You don't know what I'm going through right now. My partner just passed from COVID, and I am literally on one budget.
Sorry to hear that, ma'am.
And I used to be on two, and now I got you scamming me on my debit card.
We're not trying to scam you, ma'am, but the information was provided in the terms and conditions.
Okay, this is okay, fine.
I can provide
you
know
what?
That
I'm not
going to
pay it. I'm going to call Huntington and dispute it. So
I mean, it's no guarantee that they will issue the credits back since the information was provided.
There is for my bank when I explain what y'all did.
But we can give you a 50% refund.
I've been there for 30 years. 35%? You're giving me nothing.
No, I said a 50% refund, ma'am.
Ma'am, I didn't agree to this. I'm not trying to be rude. I didn't buy this.
I understand you didn't agree to it, but the information was provided in the terms and conditions.
No, ma'am. When I don't agree to something and you tell me it's going to happen, then that means it's a scam. If I didn't agree to it, then you imposed it on me. If I don't agree to it, then you've taken advantage of me. And that's not right. I don't know how you sleep at night knowing that you're selling something like that to poor people who don't know and then just putting it on their debit card. It's just wrong. What if I didn't have grocery money
now
because somebody...
I know most people look over the terms and conditions, ma'am, but the information is provided.
I didn't see any terms and conditions, ma'am.
So
and
I
I'll certainly never do another survey.
Provide you with that cancellation now, Ms. Wolf.
It's not funny, ma'am.
It's
not funny at all.
It's definitely not funny.
Then why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Because it's not funny. It's not funny to reach into my pocket and pull my money out for no reason. It's not funny. And you seem to think it is, and I don't appreciate that very much.
No, I'm
you don't know what
not
I'm going through right now.
Trust me, ma'am.
You don't
we
know
all
what
are
you're
going
doing to
something.
Me right now.
Everybody has problems.
Well, I'm sorry for you, but you know what? You're not trying to fight somebody who's taking money when I've just lost somebody and don't even know how I'm going to make it from day to day. You're not
trust
taking
me.
That into consideration.
I am taking that into consideration, ma'am. You will
so you're only
going
to take half my money?
No.
Is that the deal?
Yes, I can issue the 50% refund. That's correct.
So you're only stealing half now?
We're not really
half
stealing.
My money.
No, it, see,
you
when
are,
you say
ma'am.
Stuff like that, it makes me laugh. I'm not, because we're not stealing from
you
anybody.
You are stealing. You're just young and uninformed, and you're not understanding what you're doing, but there's this thing called karma that comes back on you. Because what you're doing is you get many upset people a day calling you that didn't agree or didn't know. And you're just taking advantage of it. That's what you're doing. And you might think it's funny and you might think it's okay.
No,
there's
I don't,
a lot of jobs in
no,
the world where
I'm
you
not.
Wouldn't have to take advantage of people. You could do regular customer service and be a real person and you wouldn't have to take advantage of people like this. You could do real customer service for a place that does good.
It really hurts my feeling that you feel this way.
Well, you hurt mine when you laughed at me.
I wasn't laughing at you.
Yes, you were.
I can provide you with the cancellation number now, ma'am.
Okay. And your name, please? Or your code or your number or whatever?
My name is Sade, and my employee number is 181.
How do you spell Sade?
It's Sade.
Oh, okay. 181.
3181.
Okay.
And the cancellation number is C as in Charlie,
258-977-178. Okay.
And it'll take that refund 3 to 5 business days to go back to your account.
And how much is it exactly?
It will be, $20.
Okay. And what exactly did this device, what exactly was this membership called?
It's with our factory direct savings store.
And your company, what's it called?
That's the company name as well, the factory direct savings store.
Okay. And where are they located?
This is an online store.
Imagine that. Okay.
Okay, so I do want to
Where
thank
are you.
You
located?
I'm in Alabama.
You personally? Alabama. I thought most people down south were really nice.
Oh, so I wasn't nice to you, Ms. Wolf?
You were not.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I think you're a smart ass. And
Definitely
I'm usually
not.
Such a nice person. I really am. And you just don't understand that this is not right. And you could get a better job doing something much easier. It would be real and legitimate. And you would feel so much better about yourself when you go to sleep at night. Because this is not the way to do a business.
But if I had another job, I wouldn't have got a chance to meet you, Ms. Wolf. And
you're
going to
laugh at me when you hang up the phone.
No, I'm not laughing at you at all.
You're going to make fun of me. You
no,
think
I'm
this
not.
Is funny. It's wrong. It's wrong to do that to people. It's so wrong. And there's lots of jobs you could be doing where you could have a much better impact on society than scamming somebody with some electrical device or something and then charging them a fee and sending out a survey. It's just wrong. It takes advantage, and you know it does. And I don't know how you sleep at night, honestly. That's just mean. But I'm going to say this other thing and say, bless your heart, because I'm going to call my bank. And I'm going to work this out. And if it doesn't go my way, I just hope in time someday you get a better job where you can actually be of service to people and sleep better at night, because it's just plain wrong. And I hope every minute of this conversation is recorded, because I would love people to hear what my opinion is.
Well, give me one second. Give me one second, okay? I'm going to see what else can be done. So as a one-time courtesy, we were able to issue that full credit of $39.99. Just give you 3 to 5 business days to go back to your account.
Thank you, Sladee. That was the right thing to do, and I appreciate it. And it isn't really the money now. It's just that I feel like I was heard, and I just think it's wrong to scam people. You know what? If they would have told me that, I probably would have paid it anyway, because if I wanted it when I picked it, I probably would have just paid it. It just needs to be made clearer for people. That's all.
Yes, ma'am.
It just needs to be made clear. And thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate it.
It was no problem. And I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Robert.